Chapter 2, Walk in the Spirit. Beloved in Christ, Galatians 5:16-18 states, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The only consistent way to overcome the sinful desires of our human nature, the flesh, is to live every moment in the power of the Holy Spirit as He works through our spirit. This involves obeying the prompting of the Holy Spirit to identify sin or potential sin and to always flee from and condemn sin. It involves close fellowship with Jesus through the Holy Spirit and complete trust in God. With such seriousness for God's Word, under the Spirit's lead, we can achieve absolute victory over the desires of our sinful nature, our flesh. We Christians should never underestimate the great risk of the flesh nurtured by Satan. If given free rein, the flesh will direct our choices, making us do what we know we should not do. There is a real and ever-present conflict between the flesh and spirit, evil and good. The desires of our flesh are in direct opposition to what the Holy Spirit desires for us, to be free from sin. Romans 8:6-8 tells us, the mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. If we Christians do not remain in the Spirit, we would ultimately allow Satan to consume us, leading us into a life of habitual sin and debauchery. There should be no compromise with Satan. We read in Galatians 5:19-22, Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Either we choose what is good and God's, or we fall into the traps of the devil. But whatever our choice may be, it is a vain attempt to try to mock God, because He sees into our very hearts. We read further in Galatians 6:7-9. Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. Treat sin and any appearance of evil as odious, reject it in the name of Jesus, and flee from it. Take a strong stand and crucify your flesh for the glory of God through Jesus Christ. Are you being tempted through a Satan sent friend, brother, sister, girlfriend, or boyfriend, or simply by your own fleshly desires and passions? Say an emphatic, "Get thee behind me, Satan," and resist that temptation. Show Jesus that your fellowship with Him is more important to you than what friends, family, circumstances, or your own flesh may design for you. James 4:7 teaches us, Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. This is a powerful promise. He will flee from you if you resist with strong determination, with the lead of the Holy Spirit, for the glory of God. As Christians, we belong to the army of God. The devil will throw temptations our way, but we must exercise our will to obey and honor God by rejecting the devil's wiles, no matter how bad our circumstances may seem. Run if you have to. Jump if you have to. Tie up that sinful arm if you have to. Go blind if you have to. Deny your flesh to exalt the name of Jesus. Just say no to any appearance of sin, as the Holy Spirit exposes them to you. Do not put yourself in compromising situations or positions when you know they can and will lead you to sin. We cannot willfully put ourselves in a compromising situation with the devil and then ask the Holy Spirit to get us out of it if he really doesn't want us to do it. There is no magic wand to wave here. The Almighty God has given each of us the grace to discern and choose. It will ultimately come down to the choices we make. Therefore, we cannot truthfully expect the Holy Spirit to wave a wand and make a situation we consciously created to disappear. Are you susceptible to drunkenness? So what are you doing at a pub? Are you vulnerable to fornication, adultery, or other sexual immoralities? Then what are you doing in bed with that man or woman at every moment of any trial? We Christians have a chance to make the right choice. If the Spirit of God resides in you, you will always know when he is prompting you or warning you of a potential or impending sin. It will be up to you to choose between good and evil. And as Jesus teaches, you will never err if you decide in accordance with the Spirit of the living God. Beloved, be vigilant and stop evil right in its tracks. At the earliest discernment of sin in any form, cut it out of your life completely in the name of Jesus. Do it even if it means losing an important friendship, love, or great wealth. You will gain your reward and a better friend in Jesus. If you give the devil a foothold in your life by allowing even the smallest sin to enter your life, you can be sure he will soon put in his other foot, his arms, and subsequently his whole wormy body in your life. Reject sin at the first alarm signal given you by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit always gives you adequate prompting. That is the voice in your head or the impression in your heart. When you are standing in the middle of good and evil, when you still have a chance to pull away and condemn evil or to succumb to the sensually indulgent and deadly temptations of the devil. Beloved, be bold. Do not accommodate or tolerate any sin. Look evil in its face and reassert your choice for the truth. Go for the everlasting life and truth, not for the ephemeral, depraved carnality of the devil. Treat every encounter with the devil as war. We Christians are at war with all the plans and works of the devil in their most minute forms, Ephesians 6:12. Remain consistently vigilant, walking always in the Spirit. Look neither to the left nor to the right, but straight ahead at the cross. 1 Peter 5:8. Remember always the blood of the sacrifice shed for you and for me. Do not envy others their blessings or possessions. Envy leads to despair, despair to rebellion, and rebellion to full-blown sin. In Daniel 11:32, God tells us, "Those who do wickedly against the covenant he shall corrupt with flattery, but the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits." Be therefore content with God's love for you and wait on him. Our mighty Saviour Jesus encourages us in John 16:33 by stating, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Alleluia! If you do err, repent as soon as possible with a sincere heart and ask the Holy Spirit to strengthen you and restore you into fellowship with God. The Spirit will do it if you ask him. Caveat: first, you have to ask with seriousness and determination to be better and better as you move up in the army of God. Sometimes God allows specific circumstances or troubled times to take place in our lives just to make us stronger Christians. Daniel 11:35 tell us, and some of those of understanding shall fall, to refine them, purify them, and make them white until the time of the end, because it is still for the appointed time. Troubles and difficulties thus help to refine and purify our faith. Trials could also represent a humbling experience to produce patience and endurance in us. Do not be disheartened when they become overwhelming, or when you do indeed become overwhelmed and backslide. Just get right back on track into the waiting and open arms of Jesus, more determined to finish the race. James 1:2 reassures us, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Open your eyes widely to the tricks and temptations of the devil. He operates in different ways, especially by determining your humanly or worldly desires or attractions and using them to ensnare you when you least expect it. Master, put under submission your flesh and sinful desires. Stand fast under pressure and keep your focus on God. Fast and pray always in the Spirit. Never give up, as your reward is right before you. Do not let the devil deprive you of your blessings. We read in Hebrews 12:1 through 5, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Beloved, persevere therefore just a little longer, be patient and eager for nothing, and believe he will provide all your needs." James 1:12-15 states that blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, "I am tempted by God." For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Endure your trials and you will receive the crown of life. Which do you prefer, beloved, a body consumed by worms and woes, or a free spirit full of joy and peace? Jesus is waiting for you today, right now. His arms are stretched out towards you. His heart is full of love, so intense for you that his light is shining ever so brightly. He says for you to come to him. We read in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. My brothers, my sisters, my friends, do not tarry any moment longer. Come back to Jesus. Your sins may seem despicable and unforgivable. Beloved, it does not matter what you have done or where you have been. Leave the past in the past. This is a new day. This is a fresh moment to make it all right. Free yourself from guilt today. Confess your sins openly before God, and he will cleanse you completely. Only when we admit that we are sinners, unworthy of God's grace, can we make a fresh start. God is just, fair, and faithful, and he will keep his promise of forgiveness and cleansing, which we obtained through the propitiatory and righteous sacrifice of Jesus for our souls. God promises in Jeremiah 31:34, "For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sins I will remember no more." God declares, "Be still and know that I am God." These are powerful words in a turbulent and fast-paced world. Beloved, keep up your faith, belief, and hope in Jesus. Hope in the true Emmanuel, and believe him when he says in Matthew 28:20, And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.